Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Proponents of expanded gambling are holding out little hope of winning approval this year for casinos in Massachusetts. The gambling stalemate between the state legislature and the corner office has centered on two people, House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Governor Deval Patrick. They're at odds over slot facilities at betting racetracks. But there's another key player, Senate President Therese Murray. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been covering the casino issue and is here now to tell us more about this legislative leader who's been managing to stay out of the spotlight. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dolores.
Why is Therese Murray a key figure at this point?
It's because Therese Murray is the Senate's majority leader. It's her chamber, the Senate, that's now looking like the bridge too far for the casino gambling bill. And here's what I mean by that. It's obvious now that Governor Patrick is going to veto what the legislature put on his desk. And that means state lawmakers have the choice to override that veto. House Speaker DeLeo had vowed he would do that, but Therese Murray says she won't bring her Senate colleagues back. So DeLeo says if she doesn't do anything, he can't do anything.
Well, remind us of what her position on casino gambling has been.
Well, she's for it. Initially, she was not a fan of racetrack slots, but she compromised with DeLeo to allow two of those facilities. So really, she supported both what Governor Patrick wants to pass and what Speaker DeLeo wants to pass. But as this conflict over racetrack slots came to a head, she backed out of the picture. And just as an example, here she is during a press conference on Friday with DeLeo, announcing that the House and Senate had reached this compromise bill. DeLeo's at her side, and she's talking about those racetrack slot parlors.
From the four existing
Paramutual.
You can tell I'm a big gambler.
Now, he cued her a couple of times while she spoke, and as soon as she was done talking, she stepped way away from the microphone, stood there with her arms crossed, and basically let others do the talking.
Hmm. So is she talking any more now about having the Senate attempt to override a veto?
She's dismissive of that now and not exactly vocal about it either. I mean, I talked to her yesterday at a non-related event, and she just looked annoyed.
I have no idea. You know, I think we've exhausted our possibilities of keeping it alive.
She says she doesn't have the votes to pass an override, and it's correct that the Senate passed the casino bill with 25 votes. Two more would be needed to override the veto.
Just two votes. Is there any sign the Senate president is making an effort to round up those two more votes?
Not really. Party leaders in the state house, as you know, do have a lot of power, so it's not unreasonable to think that you could shift some votes or at least try. I asked Governor Patrick if he thought Murray should be making more of an effort. Obviously, he's not pushing for an override of his own veto, but he would like state lawmakers to vote on his amended legislation for casinos with no racetrack slots. But he says she has a better sense of the state senators that she leads.
You have to ask her that that question. I'm just saying that if folks are as concerned about these jobs as I am, then they can come in and take what ought to be an easy vote.
Now, there was a lot of debate in the Senate, and most of those folks are pretty set in their positions. But you do have to wonder, based on Senate President Therese Murray's apparent half-hearted enthusiasm, maybe, for casino gambling and racetrack slots, that she isn't just happy to let it die and let these other two political figures, DeLeo and Deval, share most of the spotlight for that.
Thanks, Kurt.
You got it.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch.